Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome you to the work session for the City of Cedar Hills. Today is Tuesday, August the 29th, 2017. I have 6:01 p.m. I'd like to call our work session to order. Tonight I've invited a couple of guests. I have three guests. And so our friends Craig and Reed from CV Advisors. Is that right?
CVC.
Okay. And who have represented us in real estate issues have brought another friend, Scott. Scott will tell us his last name in
Scott
a minute.
Howard.
Scott Powered?
Powered.
Invitations, if you will, from developers who are interested in St. Andrews Estates, and we probably need to start having a discussion about what it is the city would like to do there, which includes doing something, but also Scott. Are you going to let Craig and Reed go first, or do you want to go? Craig, are you going to tee it up?
I'm going to go.
Thanks.
Thank you for being here. As the mayor mentioned, when Reed and I were talking about tonight, and having had our past associations with the city, and especially with Mayor and Chandler, as we have sat with group after group after group as we've discussed the retail land down by Hart's, and looking at the different possibilities that holds for the city and the progress that is being made there. Through that whole discussion, as we met with these groups, a lot of different ideas and possibilities, options, you know, came about. One of which that we heard a lot about, and I think some of you are familiar with this, was a controlled storage complex, which one of the groups had proposed. Well, actually, we had two or three people that had came in and talked with us about, you know, putting some type of a controlled storage unit complex, you know, on that property. Having advised the city, you know, we looked at that and in discussion of that, felt like that particular use for that particular area might not be the highest and best situation as far as commercial real estate use for that. As we continued with that discussion, we started thinking about, you know, other areas of the city that might have some his partner, Heath Johnston. Was part of that discussion down by Hart's. They made some very unique suggestions to us and to the city when in their discussions of how they could, you know, with a project like they have, help not only, you know, fulfill a need that is needed in this area, but also an economic need for the city. In most situations, storage complex type of a situation does not provide a lot of tax benefit to a city. One thing that they had discussed was, you know, providing some type of a subsidy to the city that would be charged on each unit that would act as, you know, a revenue source for the city. And Scott will talk a little bit about that, you know, later. After hearing that, Reed and I started to talk, and it was one of those things we go, wow, there's a, you know, unique opportunity here to provide a need for the citizens in this area, but also, you know, even a greater need of economic monetary situation for the city as well. So we started to discuss it, and in fact, I think I was the one that even brought it up and said, hey, what about, you know, St. Andrews? Just to give you a little bit of background, and I haven't discussed this with the council, you know, very much regarding myself and what my background is. Councilwoman Anderson knows me a little bit, longtime resident of Cedar Hills. Moved here back in 1985, excuse me, was a resident of Cedar Hills for 23 years. During that time, I served on the Planning Commission. I was chairman of the Planning Commission here. Served as the first Little League president of did a ton of the work on the little park that we have down by the fire station. And during that time in the Planning Commission, we came up with the design guidelines that are mainly intact here in Cedar Hills today. At the time when we came up with those design guidelines, people go, well, you're crazy, you're nuts. But we wanted to have some type of guidelines there so that when people did come to Cedar Hills and decided that they wanted to build here, that it all looked uniform. We didn't want to have an Orem State Street type of a situation. And through that, I think we have seen the fruits of that. With the Walmart coming in, the best looking Walmart, that's around. I say that just in the fact that I have a deep love. My name is probably on more plats, in this city than most people, because it was a time of growth. It was a time of situation here in Cedar Hills. With that said, when the changes in the golf course happened, wherein the holes were changed and St. Andrews was kind of created that way, I used to drive by many, many times and go, what could really happen there? I knew that there was going to be an opportunity for homes, but timing was just, was not good there. And having now worked with the city and have been a commercial real estate broker for 25 years now, looking at what the highest and best use of the property was, that was my thought that maybe even suggesting that we looked at the St. Andrews as a commercial type of development. As we discussed that further, we wanted to make sure that whatever was presented to the city, number one, conformed with the beauty and the aesthetics of the area, and would do it in a non-obtrusive way. I think tonight, as you look at the plans and the things that are happening here, and as Scott explains that to you, I think that there is an option, for the city to at least take a hard look at, to be able to say, hey, is this something that would be good for our citizens? Would it be good for the area? And would it generate some economic benefit here? With that said, I guess I'll just turn the time over to Scott and let him make that presentation. Les Reed, do you have anything you want to say?
Thank you very much. I know that some of you were given some stuff from Chandler, and I'm going to pass out some additional information. Actually, it's a replacement for what you have. So if you would please just discard that, and if I may, I'll walk up here and just pass these out. I think I have enough for everybody, so. Just two there. So, having just met with Chandler and the mayor last week on the progress of this and getting some introduction about what we've kind of discussed and how we've come about with the project that you see in front of you, just a concept. And it is just a concept. There's lots of decisions we'll still have to make as we move down the road. But he mentioned the highest and best use, and looking at a project of this nature, for the city and the best economic impact we can provide to the city for it, and also while at the same time trying to find something that is visually appealing is kind of what you're seeing in front of you. We actually looked at a lot of ideas as we discussed this, Heath and I, and we kind of backed into this storage facility simply because it allows us to pay you more money per square foot for the property than any kind of residential development would allow us to do. And it dovetails very nicely with the area for a variety of reasons. Number one, we felt like, and a lot of what I'm going to be mentioning is in the presentation. So I put in there the Google image, which shows you the area, which I know you're very familiar with, of what we're talking about. And there's about 9 acres of buildable space that we could move some dirt, do some things, and make this facility happen. So, and the reason we eventually settled on the storage facility, the climate control, especially dovetailed with some of the uncontrolled, unair-conditioned areas, is because we can kind of tuck them into that nook there that is provided by the St. Andrews property, and use the berm, the natural berm that's already in place, put a precast wall to help beautify and landscape not only the area right by it, but the whole corridor right there down that strip, which is right now very not visually appealing. It's not very visually appealing as you drive by. And by the way, I've golfed Cedar Hills many times. I love the golf course, and I was actually saddened that that par 5 was taken out of the play and made into a par 3. But back on what we're talking about, the commercial designation allows us to pay the city more for the property. We can do it with one entrance, which will help keep the environmental impact at a minimum and traffic congestion to a minimum. There's not a whole lot of traffic that happens at a storage facility. And so we can control that. As Craig mentioned, there is a residual annual benefit to the city for a project of this nature. It allows us to provide a voluntary tax, if you will, something of that nature, to the city that they can rely upon and use each year when they're doing their budget. And the reality is a commercial project of this nature is just more compatible with the golf course. I know a lot of people love to live on golf courses. And as I've golfed, I actually used to rate golf courses for Golf Digest. And so I golfed all over when I did that. And I used to pick out the homes where I would build. Because, you know, if you've golfed a little bit, you're going to go 250 yards down the fairway. And from 250 to 290, anything on the right side is just a death zone. And it's a little bit less so on the left side because high handicap golfers, and there's more of them than there is low handicap, they hit right. Low handicap golfers hit left. The facility that we're talking about will be on the left, but there is something to be said for the liability and the safety of individuals that are down there. And because the golf course is so far up on the hill, there's just no way to prevent golf balls from going over there. So that was one other thing that we thought was a significant factor to take into consideration as we designed this. And then with the residential side of things, we also looked at maybe office. We looked at retail. There's already retail going in. There's just, from what we did initially looking at the details, just not enough cars that go back and forth and not enough demand for that type of project. So we're trying to find the thing that allows for the highest and best use that the market will support. So with that in mind, the facility you see before you is what we have initially come up with on our concept. If you'll turn to, I didn't number the pages, but if you go to the bird's eye view looking north, that's the title on the top of it. It kind of gives you an idea as to how we would design it and tuck this into that property. We would put the climate control back in against the hillside for two reasons. Number one, it's going to be the most visible. And number two, it would give us some additional support to retain the hillside and allow us to hide some of the more traditional storage areas down below behind the berm and the nice fence. And then on the south side of the project, if you see those doors, that is a condominiumized storage facility. And they are actually in high demand. There's individuals, business owners, and people of that nature. Some of them make them man caves. They actually buy them and own them outright. And they do a lot of different things with them. And they own them, and they put boats in them. They put RVs in them. They'll put TVs and carpets and all kinds of stuff. And so that's the design we have on the south side. And, of course, on the west portion, you see there the apartment for the person that's going to have to be managing the facility.
So you're saying in those condominium units, would they be living there?
No, it's no livable space. They could just own it. So instead of just, some people like the idea of actually owning it. And it builds their own equity in it rather than just shelling out money over and over and over again. And then they can kind of customize it to whatever they want to do with it.
Okay.
So, but there is no livable space, none. There is, within that office building that you see there where the management happens, there will be a conference room, a bathroom, things of that nature that people can use for business if they choose to do so, but there is no livable space. And as I'm going along, if you have any questions, please feel free to ask.
But your plan actually shows that there's a manager's apartment there. Where is that, a different building?
The manager's apartment, that will be the only livable, because most storage facilities do have somebody that lives there and manages and oversees it. That's the one thing. None of the other, and I thought your question was directly asked to the condominiumized ones. That'll be a self-storage or self-owned storage facility or unit. But the building itself, where the management stays, there will be somebody there.
Quick question. Are those taxed separately as a tax parcel in the city?
Yep. Yep.
So we would receive...
Well, the city will receive... Yeah, yes, they will.
Tax revenue on that.
Each one has its own separate tax ID. The other thing that we put in the concept, as you can see, is the landscaping to help that corridor be a little bit more appealing. It's funny because when we walked the site just last week, there's a lot of golf balls down there. So, and I remember when I was golfing it, and I know people do this still. In fact, I did it one time standing. I don't know if it's 13 or 4. I don't know what the whole numbers are, hitting golf balls down to that. Can I hit the golf from here?
Oh, no. You're talking about 14.
The ones up on the hill, yeah. So the safety and liability of the golf course for residential was something we tried to take into consideration, because more importantly as well, something's going to get damaged. You put up the nets, you put up the best you can to protect it, but no matter how high you build, the nets gets damaged. There's golf balls flying out there, and it's just so close to, and this facility can easily manage that with netting and other stuff. It's not going to damage the facility, and there's not really going to be anybody around for it to hurt. So that was the other up and plus side we saw to this. And then the other slides, as you just see, are just kind of give you a visual look as to what you're going to see as you're driving north and south, kind of midway through. The way the berm and the fence works, you're going to... I don't even know if you'll be able to see the unclimatized facility. And the climate-controlled ones look like nice office space. They look like a normal office building, so they have some visual appeal to them. And that's why we designed it the way we did. So I don't know if I have any other comments than that, other than you can look at the outline and see some of the visual outlines we've given you. So that was our thought in this project, and I would now open it to any questions that you guys have.
Is there RV storage here too, or is it just storage units?
Well, some of the units themselves will be large enough for an RV, and right now we haven't targeted any area specifically for just parking of RVs or boats or anything like that. In fact, most storage facilities that do have open space for that inevitably end up building down the road as well, because there's more income revenue from it, and for the city as well that would be an upside, because there's more income for the taxing and stuff for you. But right now we do not have that. That's not to say we wouldn't entertain it if it's necessary. And to be honest, as we get farther down in the concept with the moving of the dirt and stuff, there may be some parts of it that we just want to do that with anyway. So we're not opposed to looking at that if that's something that's mandatory. Any other questions?
You did mention what would be the highest and best. About what price range would you pay for square foot, or would the developers that are proposing this?
We talked about that a little bit today, and right now, I mean, there's always...
I mean, I'm not
right
holding you. I'm just... seeing what. Give me a range.
I want to reserve a storage unit.
Call from them about that, and some of the things we shared was, we could throw out ranges.
Yeah, give me a range.
But Knowing this is a conceptual and kind of a preliminary situation, things as Craig and I go by prior to actually having these discussions with you down, there are some aspects with the property that create some difficulties, like sewer, for instance. You know, that sewer cost of how you would sewer, say, a residential development there would be quite impactful, and it would take someone some time to actually engineer it and know exactly. And so that would have, so I guess not trying to skirt the question specifically, but saying I think there are so many variables with the conceptual idea that you'd have to almost get into that a little bit before you really know. But
I agree
of what that price could be. But you know, it's going to be, it's got to be north of maybe $5 a square foot. And I think the boundary on the other side would be about $7.50, $8 a square foot, depending on where that is. So from a market standpoint, that's a number I would throw out to try and right. answer your question directly.
Well, that's what I'm looking at. I mean,
A range
for,
yeah. And I would agree about Reed's comment.
Pretty much commercial rate right now for sort of an obscure commercial piece. I mean, it's got some challenges.
You know, the other interesting aspect with this is that really this parcel is about a 34-acre parcel. The parcel includes all the golf course, you know, those holes that are there. And so there would have to be some type of... So it's very, very conceptual, knowing that there's going to be future...
Modifications,
public input, all of those things to take place. Continues to kind of move down the line, and some of those questions can be answered, but there's just, so there's some of those aspects as well.
Mike, and also the residential aspect of that, I think, as Scott mentioned, that the price would be such that, you know, because of the commercial nature of it, would be more than, you know, what would be being able to get from a residential yeah. side of things. So, but to what, you know, degree, that still got to be, you know, in the scenes. So.
And I think some of the negative things were less impactful. So like, for instance, sewer, that's a big one. You wouldn't have to really deal with that on everything, you know, north.
I don't know any of the specifics of engineering that was done for St. Andrews originally. I have no idea. So I... You know, was there going to be a lift station in there? I don't know. I have no idea how that was even conceived.
And there would have to be a lift station.
I don't know. Were you on Planning Commission when that was even being discussed?
Which one was?
Andrews, St. Andrews,
there?
Yeah.
No, because I was gone. It was a golf course one like that.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it was the holes and stuff.
So the council.
A couple of years after.
So you're on council even.
I was on council for a year.
When it was being discussed.
I was like Denise when I, you know, somebody left and I got appointed to the city council for a year.
My personal opinion, I mean, I was here at the time. I kind of felt like the council was kind of pushing a square peg into a round hole in just trying to appease a certain faction of our city mm-hmm. by saying, oh, we need to get out of debt, which may or may not have been true. And so I don't think we have to
go back
to that or anything. And I kind of, my personal feeling on this is I kind of like the open space. I'm not inclined to say this needs to be commercial or, you know, I think it could be a city parcel for open space and future park or something. Before, I don't feel the need, and no offense at all, but I mean, I'm a developer as well, so I don't feel the need that we have to get out of debt as what the mantra was like 10 years ago. Because,
you know,
cities stay in debt. I mean, that's the way things get done. And it's not a pressing matter in my opinion only, and I'm only one vote. So what we do with it, I'm open to ideas, but I'm kind of inclined to...
To add my opinion to Mike's, I don't have any questions for you.
Okay.
I'm just going to be quite frank with you. I think you're wasting your time, frankly. We've talked to numerous people throughout the city. Residents are not interested in zoning that area commercial. They're extremely not interested in storage units up there. I'm not interested in it at all, being on the council. This is property that was as you know, originally part of the golf course. And when the golf course development was put in, the city took away development rights for this parcel and intended it for it to be open space. There even was, the city held a conservation easement on it at the time. I personally feel that it's a little bit underhanded for the city then 10 years later say, oh, never mind, we're going to take those development rights back for ourselves and then sell them off to somebody. I mean, the original developer is kind of getting stiffed in that sense. If we would have allowed that back then, he could have made the profit off of that parcel. There's a strong desire on my part, as well as the residents that I know, to preserve that area for open space. I don't foresee doing commercial development. 50-50 is whether residential development ever happens there, but as you know, there's a lot of problems with even that, that happening. Mm-hmm. I'm perfectly comfortable sitting on that property for the long term, 10, 25 years even, if that's what it takes to eventually get to a place where we have the ability to reconfigure the course and make that into a dog park or a mountain biking trail or something that we can do up in there. I'm not at all interested in this, and I apologize if no. feel like you've wasted your time. Putting together plans. I'm just being straight.
Yeah. This isn't the first city meeting I've ever been involved with, so that.
Like I said, I'm only one vote, too. I'm expressing my opinions.
Yeah.
I'll be here for 2 more years. But things can change after that, but, you know.
I'll only be here for 4 more months, but my voice will still be strong heard on this issue.
I'll just echo that as well. I mean, we've actually discussed this with residents, and residents are extremely opposed to rezoning that commercial, and as Daniel said, it's kind of a 50-50 split on whether we should do anything with that property, so I'm not inclined to rezone it either.
Well, if there isn't any other questions, I appreciate your time, and I'm thankful that I got to at least be here today and talk with you guys, and we'll just go from there.
All right, thank you.
Thank you
for being here. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's your opinion? There are a few items that we probably need to discuss in exec session. Mr. Schock is going to bring us up to date on some litigation issues, and also Reed, Craig, you guys stick around and update us on real estate issues. Okay, and then I have one thing to discuss, but it should be done publicly rather than privately. So before we go into exec session, then. I emailed all of you regarding the Harvey property and how initially the council asked me to present to the Harveys the idea of naming the park after them. Initially, they said, no, we're not interested. They came back and said our children changed our minds and they would not mind. They would appreciate it if we would call it the Harvey Memorial Park. So I saw Mrs. Reese's email about sending Parks and Trails. I wish we would have had that earlier on. Otherwise, you know, we go back to the Harveys and say, well, we may name it the Harvey Park, but then we may not. And so in as much as you had me present that to the Harveys, then I hope that this council could come to an agreement to allow that to happen. So I'm open to any discussion, and if the council as a majority is going to require me to go back to the Harveys and say that that we're going to do this, that's fine.
Are we still in negotiations? I thought we were done negotiating.
No, it's done.
It's done. Negotiating.
It's purchased.
It's purchased. Okay.
The land the sale of the land has gone through. It's been recorded.
That's what I thought. Okay.
So this is beyond that.
So my comment basically was we had talked about that as part of the negotiation of because they were going to get less than developer prices. Part of that was we would be willing to name a park after them. They declined that. And then we paid developer prices for that land. So my thought was just if we're going to change it from what it was intended, our capital projects plan has it listed as Deerfield Park, why not kick it back to Parks and Trails? That's their role, proper role, and let them discuss it there and get involvement from residents.
We probably should have brought them in the loop beforehand. And just because the negotiations are over, then kind of retracting something that we had offered to them.
But they declined.
What's that?
But they declined it. Yeah. So I don't feel like we offered something, they said yes, and now we're saying never mind. We offered something with a lower price, and they said no. And so that was no longer part of the negotiations.
If you want to argue that point with them, then you're more than welcome to. It just feels a little disingenuous when something is extended to them, and then we go, wait a minute, maybe we're not going to do this after all.
Yeah, I just like with the Parks and Trails Committee to have a say in that, since that's why we have a Parks and Trails Committee.
Well, can I have a say?
No.
I know you're ready to say.
No, I'm already.
Perfect. I'll let you talk.
My only point is,
I just like to joke.
I just think that even though it was offered, and I think if we rescind it now, even though they declined it initially at the time, they've had more time to think about it. And I think it's a good gesture. I mean, that whole property was owned by the Harvey family. I mean, at least a third of Cedar Hills was owned by the Harvey family. The least we could do is honor them. We offered it. Who cares what the Parks Committee says right now? I think it's us as the that purchased it, you know, as a council. I think we keep our offer in place. I think it's a good. I don't think it should go back to our Parks and Trails Committee. It was offered, rescinded. They rethought it, and now they said that's a good idea. And I think we should stick with what we said originally. And I don't think it should put you in a bind or Jenny in a bind, have to go back and say, you know what? Whatever our city, whatever our Parks Committee says is
good. I agree.
I mean, I've been thinking about this as well. I initially was thinking similar to Jenny, like, man, they didn't give us a break on it. But I'm trying to take the super long-term perspective on this. We've been in conflict with the Harveys for a really long time. This puts to bed a long-standing issue. And I think it would be a good faith effort on our part to say, you know what, even more than that, no hard feelings that you rejected this offer originally were happening, or that you even held out for a high price on us. Let's just let all that be bygones, have a good relationship with you. I honestly don't mind naming the park.
Ben, do you have any thoughts?
You know,
I mean, I don't know that I like Harvey Memorial Park. Maybe
call
just Harvey
it the,
Park.
The Greg Gordon Park.
Right, Greg.
They came up with the Harvey with the name the Harvey Memorial Park because they want it to be a legacy generational type thing. They don't want it to be
after
David.
Them.
They don't want it to be the David and Dixie Park who originally owned the land. And that's why they came up with the Harvey Memorial Park.
I like it.
What are his parents' names?
I don't know, but that's the name that they came up with.
That's the name they would like.
I agree. I think it's a great way to honor them. I mean, honestly, Cedar Hills is because the Harveys had land and we came here and built a city on it. I think it's a great tribute to the family. And yeah, it's a good way to lay this all to rest and say thank you. Thank you for cooperating with us and helping us have a park in our city.
Great. Ben, you were
absolutely.
Okay. All right. Then Chandler, then we're going to proceed along those lines. Okay. I'll talk with them. Okay. I need a motion.
I do think, by the way, that if the Planning Commission, the Parks and Trails Committee, could quickly come up with other suggestions that include the Harvey name, and it was sort of up to the Harveys to say, oh, we like that one better, or no, we like the original name, I'm perfectly fine with that as a way of enrolling.
Oh, different variations with the Harvey in it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So I already sent an email to Boyd of Parks and Trails Committee asking him to weigh in on this, and he hasn't yet.
Okay.
But assuming he's okay with the Harvey Memorial, I'll go back to David and Dixie and say it's okay. All right. Someone make a motion to go into exec session pursuant to the state code to talk about real estate contracts and also litigation.
I move that we go into closed session pursuant to Utah State Code 52-4-204 and 52-4-205(1)(c), (d), and (e). Discuss pending or reasonably imminent litigation to discuss the purchase, exchange, or lease of real property and discuss the sale of real property.
Okay. I have a motion to go into exec session pursuant to state code. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Mrs. Anderson seconds it. All those in favor? Actually, we have to have a roll call vote, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Mr. Bailey?
Yes.
Mrs. Anderson?
Yes.
Mr. Geddes?
Aye.
Mr. Zappala?
Aye.
Mrs. Reese?
Aye.
Motion was unanimous. Thank you very much. We'll excuse everyone except for...